My name is Ann Xavier. I live at 653 Texas Hill Road, 03264. I'm opposed to the Northern Pass project. My home is in the direct path of the preferred alternate route. In 1763, Captain Jotham Cummings and a few men came from Hollis, New Hampshire, and founded the town of Plymouth. He was a lieutenant in the company of the New Hampshire Rangers. He was a lieutenant in the company of the New Hampshire Rangers in the Revolutionary War. In 1778, he built the house that I live in now. He raised his 10 children here. Many families and farmers have lived here. This house has been continuously occupied for 233 years. We have invested over $100,000 in improvements and renovations to this property. If these towers are allowed to be built over our heads, no one will ever want to buy this property. This historic location will be spoiled permanently. We would never have purchased this home if we had known at that time that there was even a chance of these towers being built. And we would suffer extreme financial hardship, as others would who would plan to one day sell their property. We have a dug well. The water table is very high. The building of the Northern Pass Towers would result in pollution of the groundwater. The towers would be built on my property. If the towers were built on my property, the chemicals used to keep the vegetation from growing under these towers would also pollute my well. The hills behind our home drain across the street to the base of Plymouth Mountain. This area has many streams and waterfalls that empty into Reed Brook, Clay Brook, Glove Hollow Brook, and the Pemigewasset River. Plymouth Mountain is home to many animals, many we have seen. I have included a list of those that we have seen on our 3 acres. The mountain is surrounded by conservation and undeveloped land. Undoubtedly threatened species and perhaps endangered species live here. The building of these towers would disturb and change important habitat and contaminate the vital streams and ponds that these animals need. I'm also submitting papers written by the World Health Organization. The health risks and dangers of spillage from electromagnetic lines is still being researched. They recommend staying far away from electrical lines. There is a small increased risk of childhood leukemia with exposure to low-frequency magnetic fields. My 2-year-old grandson lives with us. To quote this paper, the focus of international research is the investigation of possible links between cancer and electromagnetic fields at power lines and radio frequencies. Both of my sisters have had cancer. My oldest sister died from it. These lines should never be located anywhere near people. What would result if research indicates a positive link between cancer and power lines? I am suggesting no build. The jobs that would be created, I know people who need jobs and they are not qualified to build towers. Nor would they want to. When this project is over, so would the jobs it created, and in its wake would be ugly, property-devaluing, cancer-causing monster towers. Thank you.